Any other gossip? Any other stuff happening? Enjoying Christmas. Bloody.
Oh yeah, fucking.
Same music over and over and over and over.
Oh no, there's a 5-disc CD player upstairs, and we got to listen to one fucking CD. This sounds completely bizarre, but seriously, listening to one song on endless repeat was an improvement over listening to the same fucking CD.
Alright. Well, because
it just... You got used to the sound.
Right.
And so your brain was able to filter it out because, you know, it's just constantly playing that same song. And after a couple of days, I didn't notice it anymore. I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is good. I can work without being constantly, like, thinking about all the fucking songs. Because there are so many songs where, there's some line in it, and you hear that, and it just grates on you, and you keep thinking about it all the fucking time.
Well, all I know is that you didn't have to deal with Bucko and Champs. And I know you didn't. So you said you didn't know what that was.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Well, I don't even remember who the fuck these guys were, but they were. I think they were kind of like Hamish and Andy or some shit. I don't fucking know. Right. Anyway, they did a Christmas album back in the 90s or something.
Yeah,
or was it 80s, late 80s or something? And it was just, oh my god. Anyway, I have it. Because my wife loves it. Her family loves it. But then they didn't work in retail listening to the same CD over and over and over all through Christmas. Because, you know, when I lost my OS study and I had to basically go and work when I was doing the last year of my degree, I kind of, you know, working over Christmas, you'd get as many hours as you could, you know, as a casual, right? Because you get good hourly rate. And it just meant I was always in there. And the manager said, no, we have to have something festive.
Yeah.
And he happened to like Bucko and Champs. And it was like, good God. And of course, it was one of those self-advertising things because we were selling the CD, weren't we? It's like, Dick Smith, oh, why are we selling a music CD? We had like 3 of them or something and they were all Christmas ones and Bucko and Champs was the one that was selling well. So now every time it comes on, I just have horrible flashbacks to serving for hours on end with like, everyone should serve behind a counter. I swear to God, everyone should.
Yeah, totally agree. Everyone should have to stand behind that fucking counter and put up with shit from fucking everyone.
Yep, absolutely.
Because, you know, I've been saying this for the last few years. I reckon that working in retail makes you a better customer.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because you can see it from the other... the staff member's perspective. And when you're in there being an angry customer, you're like, well, geez, I don't want to be a dick to this poor person because, you know, it's not their fault.
No, absolutely right. I mean, I'll stand there now, and if they're having problems with the FPOS or something, I might just get pissed off or whatever else. I'll just say like, oh, that's the dodgy one, I suppose, is it? And then usually you get a knowing smile and a nod, and it's like, yeah, I'll just hang on. I'll slip you over to the other register. Give me a sec.
Yeah.
It's like, there's sort of like this unspoken, I get it. I understand it's not your fault.
Yeah.
I understand that what's happening now is beyond your control. And it's like, that little bit of kindness makes a big, massive fucking deal. Because I know when I was that person behind the counter... and you were having technical issues or something was wrong or wasn't going your way for whatever reason, nothing to do with anything you'd done.
Yeah.
And you had that impatient prick who's like, look, my car's double parked, triple parked, or I've got a triple bypass I've got to get to, or I don't fucking know. I don't know. Insert excuse here that, you know, is not my problem because I'm the guy serving and I've got a faulty piece of technology or some shit. You know, it just ruins your day. It does. It's like, why am I doing this?
So, and I hate the people that come in to, you know, like they'll come in to do a refund or an exchange or something, and then they're sitting there going, oh, well, I don't have any time, you know, because they just want to come in, get it over and done with. And I'm like, well, fuck, why did you decide to do this when you have such little time? You know, so...
Yeah. I know. It's one of those things that they don't realize. Well, I think a lot of customers don't get that refunding money will take you at least twice as long as buying something.
Absolutely.
at least.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, we're happy to take your money. Okay, this is a business. I want to take your money.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to give it back.
Hmm.
You want a refund? I have to give you a refund legally, but that doesn't mean I have to do it quickly. And yeah. there's all these procedures you got to follow. And I mean, you know yeah. what it's
you,
like.
You got to check the receipt. You got to make sure that the products are, you know, it's, yep. it's all it's in good condition.
That's right.
There are dodgy buggers that they put different things into the packaging.
I caught a prick doing that.
You know, that we had an angle grinder that came back once, and it was full of wood.
Okay, mine was not that bad. This guy had, it came with batteries, it came back without batteries, but I caught him. Dodgy bastard. It's like, because I'm like, this is one of the few things in the shop that came with batteries.
Yeah.
So you're like, you know, check for the battery. Like, you stingy, oh, I must have forgot to put them back in. Yeah, 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 pull the other one, mate. Fucking lying bastard. God. Wood, really?
Yeah, wood. Jesus. Yeah, it's... Yeah, it was that plastic case that they come in. They put three blocks of wood in there, and they come in with the receipt and say, oh, yeah, you know, want to refund this? And the girl at the desk is like, yeah, sure, no problem. And I come in a few days later. There it is up on the staff room with a big note, like passive-aggressive note on it. You know, this is why you check the products that come back.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
Mm.
Well, we had to go through. Whenever we did a refund at Dick Smith's, you could not do it without the manager. Only the manager had the code to do it, so everything had to go by. And Chris, the manager that was on when I was there, Chris was he was methodical as anything. He would never, you know, let you get away with it. You had to check it thoroughly. Anyway, it was just people don't get refunds are an absolute bitch to do.
Yeah, and the thing that I've noticed with if you're doing a FPOS refund or a credit refund, okay, so you know, you might do the chip or the PayWave, but you still have to put your PIN number in, and then it asks for a signature as well. So that's how hard they've made it to put money back onto the card and spend it as much as you want. But, you know, oh, wait, money's going onto the card. Hang in a minute. We've got to make sure that this guy's legit.
Yeah, dodgy bastards. What, putting money onto your account? No. That's dodgy, that is.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.